too large.
Really bright.
He's always having such a lot of fun.
Sometimes, right?
He's Tammy. He's a little lamb with a lot to learn.
Tammy time.
Ding dong.
I switched it up a little bit.
Yeah, you did at the end.
Just a little energy, yeah. A little rap in there.
Yeah, you gave like a honky tonk feel right at the end.
What?
I don't know.
Huh? Yeah, no.
I threw in Big Lamb.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
That was you.
That was clever.
That was, you.
Clever.
I was wondering who did that. That's kind of cool. Hey, did you guys order your free COVID tests from the government?
I actually did.
I did too.
Yeah.
You did, Angel?
Oh, yeah.
Did you order yours, Crush?
Jen did.
Oh, she did. Wow. What a kept man you are.
And if everyone wants the link, if they go on KFIAM640.com to Conway page, there is a link there for that.
And it's covidtest.gov,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Did you get yours, Stefush?
Not yet.
Yeah. He's young. Yeah. This thing, when we talk about COVID, it's sort of like the parents talking in a Peanuts cartoon. Like, wah, 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 wah. These young people don't. It doesn't affect them. That's what he hears when we talk about COVID.
That's what I hear when you talk about sports.
But you're our sports guy, so.
Yeah, you're going to be our new sports dude. So how do you see the weekend shaping up in the NFL?
Looks pretty solid for all the NFC teams.
Pretty promising, right? All right. Ding dong. How many teams are left in the NFL?
Again?
How many teams left in the NFL playoffs?
I would guess 4.
Okay. And then how many next week?
2.
Oh, so the Super Bowl's next week.
I guess so. I have no idea.
Oh.
Stefush on sports.
So, okay. So there's 4 left, 4 teams left. Then next week there's 2. And then whoever wins that week, do they go to the Super Bowl?
Or they go against
themselves?
They go against the AFC?
Oh, that's
okay.
He was only talking about the NFC.
Oh,
okay.
I thought, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So 4 teams are left, and then next week, 2 teams.
2 teams, yeah.
So next week is the Super Bowl?
No, I thought that's just the semi-playoffs before the Super Bowl.
Stefush on sports.
Stefush on sports!
And next...
But, you know, I used to work with a guy who didn't know anything about sports as well. And he became a sportscaster. That's a true story. There was a guy who used to work here at this station. And he didn't know much about sports. But he saw there was an opening for, like, a sportscaster. And he put together a reel, like a tape of him talking about sports. And they hired him.
You'll do.
But in his... You know, in his demo, he sent me his demo and he goes, "Hey, can you listen to this? Because I don't know what I'm doing with the sports." And I said, "Oh, sure." And one of the things he said, the Lakers, Warriors, I score last week 109 and 105. Right. Instead of 109 to 105 and which team won, he said Lakers or Lakers Spurs 109 and 105.
And
105. And so I said to him, I said, "Hey, buddy, you gotta pull that out." And he goes, "Oh, sorry, buddy, I already sent it in." I'm like, "Oh." And then they call back, like, he got the job.
You'll do.
Didn't he win a Golden Mic?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I can say who it is, right?
Sure.
You've said everything but that.
Yeah, it was Randy Wang.
Yeah.
The guy probably, you know, was a little more than Stefush, but not much. But man, he learned. That guy learned, dude. Right?
We'll be Petros and Stefush one day, maybe.
Maybe. But he now knows more about sports than I do. That's funny.
And we were talking about Bill Seward, who passed away last week. He was a sports guy. Like one of the first guys on ESPN, covered the 84 Olympics in LA. And when he came here and I was talking to him about it, he basically told me he got sick of sports. Hated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially the bigger organized ones.
Yeah.
He just, he did not want to call them. He looked for the really weird stuff, you know, that on the other side of the planet, you know, the rugbies and the badmintons and things like that. That's what he enjoyed sports-wise the last few years he was doing it.
Well, even Petros from Petros and Money, I asked him, I said, "Hey, when did you burn out on sports?" And he said about 2 years before I started working with Matt. Before he got on radio. He burned out on sports. And I know another sportscaster who he's watching the Laker game on a Sunday. And his wife says, hey, you want to go for a walk? And he's like, I really got to, you know, for Monday, for I got to talk about this game for an hour. I really should watch this game. And she goes, that's just an excuse. You really want to just watch the game. You don't want to take a walk. And he blows up on her. He goes, are you effing kidding? I don't give an ass damn about these either one of these two teams. I have to do this for work.
This is putting food on the table.
That's right.
So take a walk
or
eat.
These teams.
Your choice.
But Petros is so honest. He's like, I totally burned out of sports 2 years before I started doing sportscasts.
Fantastic.
That's great. But he's good enough that he can, you know, he can BS his way through it, right?
Yeah, nobody says you have to care. Just got to, right. Know what you're talking about.
When you're a flight attendant on Southwest, nobody says, hey, is that authentic energy or is that BS? Who cares?
Are you really happy to give me that soda?
Right. But they act like they are. And that's all that matters.
It's the job.
Right? And the people who work for Southwest, they act like they love their jobs. And that's huge. Right? Because that's it. When you're flying, that's what you want.
If you're good enough to fake me, I just don't care.
Right. Who cares if it's authentic? Right? You know, if the guy's having a bad day, as long as he can put that smile on his face and, you know, and fly that plane or tell you how to get off in case there's a water landing. Which George Carlin used to call a crash in the ocean. Yeah. Water landing. In case of a water landing. Water landing. That's great.
You don't fly on the plane. You don't get on the plane.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It's time to get up. It's time to get on the plane. And Carlin's like, well, I'd rather get in the plane. It seems less windy in there. All right. Anyway, these COVID tests are available. Go to COVIDtests.gov and get yourself 4 freebies, right?
A new federal website to order free COVID test kits is up and running as we speak.
You know, Stefush, you should get yours just so you have them around, even though, you know, you're young and probably not affected. Plus, you can give them to somebody, you know, like God forbid somebody, you know, like your mom's friend gets sick or whatever. Like, oh, I'll drive a test over for you.
Good
and
point.
And then she'll lay off you about your crazy hair.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Hippie.
The tests are completely free, can be ordered at covidtests.gov.
There you go.
Tests.gov.
Wait, what is it?
Covidtests.gov.
Yeah, and the post office is going to bring them to your home for free. The test is free and the postage is free. The handling is free. Everything's free about it. Why not get it?
COVIDtests.gov.
Even though you don't need them.
Orders will usually ship in 7 to 12 days.
What? 12 days? I want them now.
Through the U.S. Postal Service, shipments will initially be limited to 4 rapid tests per physical address. So whenever you go and you apply, when you put your address in there, you're going to get 4.
We are not 3 years old.
Did he have to fill some time or something like that?
Is that Palmer? He's great. He does that probably just to irritate people. Right?
Shipments will initially be limited to 4 rapid tests per physical address. So,
okay. 4, and that's all he had to say. But then he had to explain it.
So whenever you go and you apply,
right,
when you put your address in there,
okay,
you're going to get 4.
What? I'm going to get what?
You're going to get 4.
Per address?
When you put your address in there.
Right. I'm going to get 3?
You're going to get 4.
Per house?
When you put your address in there.
Right.
You're going to get 4. To 4 rapid tests.
Okay.
What if you only want 2?
Oh, I think you know what? I ordered today. I think you just, it comes in 4s.
You don't even have an option.
You're going to get 4.
Didn't you at least hear this, man?
You're going to get 4.
But what if you only want 1?
You're going to get 4.
Well, that just doesn't seem... I don't need that many.
You're going to get 4.
How many people in your house?
3.
3?
Yeah.
You're going to get 4.
You're going to get 4. Then send one back.
You're going to get 4.
You're going to get 4.
Hang on to it. You might need it.
That's right. Or sell it.
Ooh.
Yeah, sell it on eBay. Or is that unethical?
You know people are going to be doing tons of that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, for sure it's going to happen.
I'll bet they're up on eBay right now, knowing that they'll be there in 12 days and they're already sold, you know, to somebody else.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can sell them. You can sell them, right? What are they going to do? Crack down on 300 million people for doing that?
No other family member will be able to order another 4.
What?
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great AB.
Okay. You know what? What if you have a family of five?
Right.
You know? Just one guy gets screwed?
Just got to prioritize who's most important.
Mm-hmm. I also wonder this. What if you have a COVID test and you put a little droplet, I guess it was saliva or whatever in there, right? And it's negative. Can you keep that test?
Oh.
Right? And then use it again in 2 weeks?
Look, see? Walk up wherever you want to go in.
I saw a very funny meme. There was a guy, you know, there's either a positive or negative, and there was a guy putting a line in the positive area, and he says, this is what you do when you're invited to a vegan dinner party. You send him a positive test. Like, oh, Christ, I'd love to go with all you vegans, but man, I got a positive test here. It looks like a pencil you wrote. No, it's not a pencil. It's I'm dying. It's horrible. It's the worst.
I bet you one thing that's going to happen, you're going to see that the positivity rates are going to go skyrocket as soon as all these things go out.
Yeah. And you're right. And then it'll feel like like a new wave.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of those tests are going to be false positives.
And how many people are just not going because it's such a pain in the ass to get tested?
Right.
That probably have it. Yeah.
And there was a guy on YouTube the other day that put orange juice in that test and tested a positive. You know? So who knows? Right. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Crozier and I were talking the other day about football and how Sunday Night Football has sort of improved our lives. Because before Sunday Night Football, football was over at 4 p.m. That was a wrap. But now there's that 5:15 game that goes on till about 8:30. It's great. But that's gone for the season. That's over. Last week was the last Sunday Night Football game.
And I at least this week, I don't think any of the games are later in the afternoon, are they?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
The noon game, so I think it's noon and 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Okay. Yeah, depending on where they're at.
But the nice thing about the timing of this is that, you know, the sheriff has a new show on this station starting Sunday nights at 8. Pretty good replacement, right? For Sunday Night Football until Sunday Night Football comes back, right? Listen to a guy who is trying to do the right thing here in LA on Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. every Sunday night. Kind of a cool deal. I'm usually in my garage working. So I'll just turn that radio on and give it a listen.
The final playoff game this weekend, it starts at 3:30.
Okay.
And it takes place in Kansas City. So that game will be over long before the Chiefs on sheriff's on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You go from the Chiefs to the sheriff.
There you go.
Ding dong.
Nice.
All right. In-N-Out owner making a difference. Let's find out how. I believe I already know.
When you think of In-N-Out, you think burgers, right?
Well. Yes, I do. Nailed.
You think burgers, right?
Exactly.
You think burgers, right?
I said yes. Move on.
Well, the owner of the burger empire would also like you to think about a cause that's near and dear to her heart.
This is a great cause. It's, I think it's children trafficking or trying to stop, you know, trafficking of children. And every dollar you donate, I believe In-N-Out is either doubling it or tripling it.
And that's finding addiction and human trafficking.
Yeah, addiction and human trafficking.
It's something Lindsay Snyder Ellingson and her husband are extremely passionate about.
We need people to fight with us. We need people to care about others.
In a sense, her family business has been caring for others for almost 75 years.
Yes, I love that In-N-Out.
One hamburger at a time.
People literally come here, and the first thing they do when they get to California is go to In-N-Out. Yeah. I mean, what is that?
I don't know, but I like it.
Lindsay Snyder Ellingson is the president and owner of California's famed In-N-Out Burger. The 39-year-old, the sole heiress of the company, started by her grandparents when they opened the Golden State's first drive-through hamburger stand in Baldwin Park in 1948. The Burger Queen, becoming one of America's youngest female billionaires.
Wow. You know, very, very rarely is this a compliment.
The Burger Queen.
The Burger Queen, right? Like, very rarely do women, like, if you call a woman, hey, you're a Burger Queen. She'd be like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? Right? But this is the one exception.
The Burger Queen.
The Burger Queen. Try laying that on a girl on the first date. She orders a big hamburger, you know, big shake and fries. Hey, I'm with the Burger Queen. Like, get the Christ out of here. What's wrong with you? The Burger Queen.
The Burger Queen.
But in this case, it's a compliment.
Becoming one of America's youngest female billionaires. And she's grateful.
Our customers are our most important asset. They keep us going. Basically sign our paychecks.
As a way to give back, Lindsay and her husband, Sean Ellingson, launched a foundation with the mission.
Yes.
To fight addiction and human trafficking. It's called Slave to Nothing. And for the two of them, it's personal.
It's something that we've both experienced with our families.
Both Lindsay's father and Sean's younger brother battled an addiction that led to each passing away much too soon.
I know a lot of people listening and watching have experienced the same thing. And just really supporting this organization really gives an opportunity to make a difference.
That's where these hot rods and classic cars come into play. Long part of the In-N-Out drive-thru culture, vintage vehicles are at the heart of Lindsay and Sean's upcoming weekend fundraiser at the OC Fair and Event Center.
Okay, we'll come back and tell you about that fundraiser. AFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. In-N-Out is giving back in a big, big way through their charity. Let's find out more about it, right? Here we go.
Coming weekend fundraiser at the OC Fair and Event Center. The Cruisin' to Freedom Car Show benefits their nonprofit and is open to anyone who has some worthy wheels to show off. This is a look at their 2020 fundraiser. And like you see here, you can expect a cruise at dusk.
The cruise is a 22-mile cruise where we're going to visit some of our stores.
We do match the donations personally, 3-to-1.
So when you buy something at In-N-Out, right, burgers, fries, you know, shirt, drink, whatever, they're going to match 3-to-1. You give 10 bucks, they're going to match. They're going to put in 30 of their own dollars. That is huge.
3-to-1.
3-to-1 match at the desk.
They view it as a much-needed opportunity to come together safely for an important cause, especially after the trials and tribulations of the pandemic.
A lot of businesses have taken a hit during the pandemic. Has In-N-Out?
I think that the way that we do business has changed.
Lindsay says the pandemic deeply impacted her company, and In-N-Out did make headlines.
Yes, the headline was, we're not going to be the vax police. We're not going to turn away customers and ask them personal questions about their health.
When vaccine mandates kicked in for restaurant customers and In-N-Out refused to police the mandates. But Lindsay doesn't want that to be the story and instead would rather talk about the overall impact the pandemic has had on her customers and employees.
As far as, you know, what we're asking of our associates to do, our customers, not having all of our dining rooms open for a time.
Entering the third year of the pandemic, and the Snyder family business is going strong, as is their technology-founded love for one another.
How did the two of you meet?
We actually met through a dating app.
Is that right? Wow, the owner of In-N-Out met through a dating app. That's kind of cool.
We actually met through a dating app.
A perfect match, kind of like classic cars and burgers. Did I mention Lindsay is a fanatic about a 66 Chevelle?
If you had to choose between a Chevelle and a double meat, extra spread, pickle, chopped chilies only.
I bet Lindsay got a lot of swipe rights, right? What is she, like 32 and she's worth like $4 billion?
And she's attractive.
Yeah, right. And she's smart, right?
Yes.
She's fun to be with. I missed out. But that guy, he's just, you know.
That's going to be a fun ride home tonight.
All 2 minutes.
No, man, I would never. I mean, my wife, she's got a great sense of humor. I guess we'll find out tonight. How great it is.
We're going to test that out.
Yeah, a little test run tonight, right? At 10:10.
That's a great question.
Can't I have both?
Wait, what was the question?
Spread, pickle, chopped chilies only.
66 Chevelle?
If you had to choose between a Chevelle and a double meat, extra spread, pickle, chopped chilies only.
Wow.
That's a great question.
Wait, was that the guy, the husband laughing?
That would get old really fast.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question.
Can't I have both?
Ding dong with that company.
No! Right? Choose! Can I have both?
That's great, man. That's this weekend. The big auto show. Is that the car show this weekend? I think it is. Right? I think, isn't it this weekend? It is, right?
Oh.
Bella? This weekend? Big car show?
She's looking.
She's looking.
Which one?
In and out.
The thing we've been talking about?
I don't listen.
I don't want to give the speech. Do I have to give the speech?
I think so, because okay. I really wasn't listening.
Okay, here's the speech. It's not going to be a long one. I'll give you the short version of it.
Please.
All right. Bellio sits probably, as the crow flies, 15 feet from me. I can see her.
You know.
She's probably less, probably about 15 feet away from me, right? And the only thing that separates us is two panes of glass. And if I can't get her to listen, man, I don't know how I'm getting a guy in Manhattan Beach or Colton or Burbank or Northridge, Simi Valley, Lancaster, Pasadena, Riverside, Fontana, you know. It's tough. Is the car show this? Is it this
week? And it's January 15th, Saturday, January 15th at the OC Fair and Event Center. The event, Cruisin' to Freedom, includes an auction, a raffle, and a 22-mile cruise with a lot of photo-worthy moments.
All right. Well, let's all go on the 15th. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's so past, huh?
Oh, keeps getting all better. Right.
But what we did learn from the story, though, is that In-N-Out, and I was there over the weekend, they have a deal where if you go to the counter and you donate money, they're going to triple it to help fight human trafficking and drug addiction or addiction of any kind, alcohol or drug addiction, right? So if you got a couple of extra bucks, that is awfully nice of that family to triple that.
That's cool. I heard the mention in that story you played. It's like a chopped chilies thing.
I didn't
never
know what
tried that. I think I've heard that in the past that is an option in In-N-Out.
Really?
But I've never tried it. And
well, I think what she meant. Don't they have the green peppers?
Is that the same thing? Is that the secret menu thing?
Because you can basically do whatever you want there. Like you just tell them what you want. There's like a bunch.
You get some crack cocaine in my burger, please.
Yeah, blogs that like say you can order kind of how you want it. You know?
Is that right?
Crazy. Yeah. Endless options.
What's animal style? What does that mean?
Just the sauce they put on top of the Thousand Island, basically, with, you know, the onions and everything.
Yeah, they give you grilled onions on the Thousand Island.
That's called whole grill.
And they cook the patty in mustard.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
For animal style?
I love animal style.
Wow.
It's cooked in mustard?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
And you get a patty for that dog ears, right?
I do.
I do, too.
What is that? Patty, or what is it called?
I just call it a puppy patty.
Puppy patty. Yeah. And that dog likes it, huh?
Oh my gosh, she loves it. I just say puppy patty, and she just is the best dog ever. Comes over and sits down and wants to go for a ride.
That's what Moose and Maze get for their birthday treats.
Is that right? At In-N-Out?
Yeah.
When's her birthday?
Like, Moose is February 6th, and Maze is August 15th. And so that's their birthday celebration.
I don't know when my dog's birthdays are.
Yeah, because you're a dude.
Olive just had a birthday. Hers was
7.
The day of the show.
Happy birthday,
That's
Olive.
Great.
The car show. She went over to that In-N-Out car show on her birthday.
Wow. Cruisin' to Freedom.
And Angel's absolutely right. The animal style is mustard fried, they see, into each patty, plus pickles and chopped grilled onions and an extra helping of that sauce. That's the animal style.
Oh,
so
see.
Then what's whole grill?
I've never heard of that.
It's the restaurant across the street in Whole Foods.
No, that's it. John orders animal style whole grill. Light well.
Light well, yeah, those are my fries.
Oh, my God. people.
Think that because that's the includes the onions. The whole grilled means grilled onions.
Okay.
Oh, the grilled onions there are great.
Yeah. I'm not a big onion fan, but grilled onions like that on the In-N-Out, yeah, that's always good.
You know, whenever we do this, whenever we talk about In-N-Out, I always get texts or emails saying, you know, GD, now I got to go.
I want one.
Yeah. Now I'm standing in line, you know, because of you idiots.
Yeah.
So happens to work. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. If you're in an insomniac, right? They're looking for you, doing a study.
Calling all insomniacs, there may be something to earn while you toss and turn.
Wow.
A company called Sleep Junkie is looking for an insomniac to test its products and offer their unfiltered opinions. The sleepless expert will review 8 different products over the course of 2 months, from pillows to eye masks.
To sleeping pills.
To bedding. The gig pays $2,000.
What?
The gig pays $2,000.
Oh, I got to get Jen on this. She loves that sleeping, man.
Candidates need to apply by February 14th.
You say she loves that sleeping?
Yeah. Like, just knocks out, man.
The gig pays $2,000.
I really love sleeping, too. I try not to do too much of it, because if you oversleep, it's worse than undersleeping.
Really?
But hypersomnia. Man.
Hypersomnia?
Yeah.
I love when it's raining out and
you
know, wake up on Saturday, got nothing to do.
That's the best. When you can go back to, like, take a nap.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and, you know, the weekdays are almost better than the weekends, because the weekdays, you know, Sophia's in school. Our daughter's in school. So you can get up a little later. I always feel on weekends, I gotta be up and be the active dad, you know? Get up. Hey, breakfast, you know? Where are we going?
Do you make breakfast on the weekend?
Go to the zoo? Oh, once in a while, right?
Usually when's the last time?
Week ago, maybe?
What'd you make?
We usually go to Denny's. I pick up Denny's.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you see Fritz?
I did not see Fritz. No, I did not see Fritz Coleman there. I have seen him there before.
That is totally an industry Denny's, too.
Yeah, right. The one on Burbank?
Yeah. I had one time the PD for Coast years and years and years ago took me over there for lunch, and he ran into like 4 and 5 people in the industry. And I'm like, oh my God, here comes a Denny's.
It's great. It had a weird spell where, you know, they had to have outdoor seating. So you literally were sitting in the handicapped parking spot eating Denny's, and it's 105 out in the valley. And you're like, oh, this everything about this sucks.
Yeah, exhaust.
But exactly. But once they got it back together, you know, where you can sit inside, it's cool again. And I'm glad that a lot of the same waiters and waitresses came back, good, you know, because good. I've known those guys, you know, probably 10 years. Paul is one of the cool dudes there. And he knows me. I mean, you know, not through like radio or anything. I just like a neighbor. And he's always really cool to me. Right.
What's
like
your order guy at Denny's?
My order is the club sandwich with fries, like a turkey club, turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato. I add avocado. Ooh, sweet.
Wow.
Sweet.
Somebody's got money.
Yeah. Somebody's loaded. Right. And then my daughter gets pancakes, bacon, and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you make for breakfast?
When I cook, I make bacon, bagels, a little butter on it. Maybe a little coffee.
Wow.
Hot chocolate for the kids, you know?
Nice.
Knock it out.
Clearly. Right?
Well, I mean, I'd rather have pizza, but that's not, you know, I don't want to, you know, get my daughter into having pizza for breakfast. But if there's pizza there, I'll heat up a slice and eat that for breakfast.
Sometimes you don't even need to heat it up.
No.
Cold pizza?
My wife is that kind of gal where she eats everything cold, like cold Chinese food and cold spaghetti and cold pizza, and like, yeah, enough with that. No, I got to heat it up. And the best way to heat a piece of pizza up, give you a hint. I learned this, I think, online.
I think I know this.
Frying pan.
Oh, I put it in our little toaster oven.
The pizza?
Yeah, makes it crispy again.
That's what I was going to say, too.
In the toaster oven?
Yeah.
How else would you have heated it up?
Microwave?
Oh, no. I don't use a microwave for anything, unless I have to boil water.
Put it in the pan?
Yeah, you put it in a pan, and it makes the bottom crust much crunchier. And then you put a lid over it. You put it in a frying pan, then a lid over it, and it's beautiful.
The pan's my go-to also to reheat pizza.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Ding dong with you.
You get the crust nice and crisp,
yes.
And then the top all melty when you cover
That's right.
Toaster oven does the same exact thing.
No, it doesn't make the bottom crunchy.
Yes, it does.
No.
There's a pizza setting on mine that it gets pretty close. And I love the pan method, too. I love using the cast iron.
Okay, I don't often do this, but you guys are liars.
What?
And pigs, because the way to do it is a frying pan.
Pigs.
It is absolutely my preferred way.
The pan.
For me, it does work. It work in the toaster oven.
Toaster oven
is.
It's not as good, though. I absolutely agree.
For some reason, the frying pan, unless it's like a seasoned pan. I understand, Belio, why you don't like it. But a seasoned pan with that pizza is pretty good.
Okay, that sells me on it. Just the extra flavor you're talking about.
That's right. That is correct.
Got it. All right, how long does that take, by the way?
It doesn't take long, right?
Quicker than a toaster oven.
Like 3-4 minutes.
Toaster oven's done in less than a minute.
No. Toaster. You must have a small. What do you have, a Betty Crocker? You have a small little.
It's about this, like the size of a.
Does it heat up with a light bulb? It's like one of those.
Like a little oven.
Like a child's oven?
No. It's not
an easy bake.
Easy bake oven.
You got the little plastic scoop to push it through the other side.
This is exactly why I don't listen to this show. This is exactly why.
There's got to be more reasons than this. There's got to be, right?
There are, but I just don't have time to get into it.
All right. Also, don't forget, this is going to mean the world to this family tomorrow, that you go down on La Brea, 326 North La Brea tomorrow at 1:30. There's going to be a huge vigil for Brianna Kupfer. So tomorrow, I imagine their family is going to be there, right? I bet. Their whole family and all their friends and everybody. But if we could get hundreds or thousands of people, enough people where they're closing down La Brea, it's a huge message to the politicians in this city that we're done with this, right? This is not going to happen anymore. And so it's a very small price for you to pay to go down tomorrow for most people, right? And they paid the ultimate price, the most expensive price in the world, losing a child. And your way to say, you know, I'm sorry this happened in our city is to show up tomorrow, maybe bring a family or a friend or whatever. But the more people that show up there tomorrow at 1:30, the much, much better feeling for this family. So if you have an opportunity, maybe you can cancel something, right? Maybe you can come on lunch. And I'm sure your employer would understand if you wanted to take an extra half hour to tell this family that you love them, you support them, and you can't believe what they're going through. So tomorrow, 1:30, 326 North La Brea for that family that's suffering an unimaginable pain right now. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.